You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
He did the mash. He did the grab bag mash. It was a smash. It was the grab bag mash.
All right, it's week 5, Jones. Let's get you our Bozo touchdown parlay.
The grab bag mash.
0 for 4 thus far, but you just get back on that horse and you make another prediction.
Sure.
I'm going to go with a Tony Pollard anytime touchdown on Sunday. Titans are playing the Cardinals. And give me Tony Pollard to get in the end zone.
Okay, I would have gone with he did the grab. Tony Pollard. I got Jamison Williams. Look, it's the highest total on the board. The Detroit game this weekend. There's too many heavy, heavy favorites to get into the end zone. Gibbs, Monty, yeah. You can't even bet them. Maybe I'm on Ross St. Brown. I'll go with Jamison Williams. He's only scored once this year. He's plus 200. Who are you going with, Billy?
I'm going to go with Steph Diggs. Return to Buffalo. Give me a Stephon Diggs touchdown.
Revenge this could be the week. Game. I like it. Plus 255, Steph Diggs. Nick?
I'm going with Jake Ferguson. The Cowboys are playing the Jets. They gave up 2 touchdowns to Darren Waller, and Jake Ferguson's one of the most targeted players in the league. Mm-hmm. Give me Jake Ferguson.
He's going out with one of the calendar twins.
You've mentioned that.
Yeah.
And then Terps, I didn't realize this is a great pick. He's going with Quinshon Judkins plus 130.
Yeah.
So add them all up. Pollard, Williams, Diggs, Ferguson, Judkins. What does that net us, Keith?
You get, for one ham, you could win a Lego Death Star and 10 more hams.
Wow.
Yeah, $10. Over $1,100.
Real nice. 1.429, $626.
And it's up right now on the Sportsbook Rhode Island app.
Let's do it.
My little stupid face right there, all the picks. You just have to take one click away and bang.
Nice.
You're winning some money. Yeah, not bad.
Of all the grab bags
in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
All right, Survivor. Survivor pick. There is down to 3. It is you, me, and Terp. Nick and Billy went out a couple weeks ago, and so we just need to pick a winner. Can't use any of the teams we have previously used. Who are you going with?
Okay, I'm going with same game as my touchdown Bozo touchdown.
Ooh, a lot riding on that game for you, huh?
There is. I'm going with the Detroit Lions in Cincinnati. They're 10-point favorites. I've already used Cincinnati, Baltimore, Tampa, and Buffalo, so I'll go with the Lions this week.
Yeah, I've used Denver, Arizona, Tampa Bay, and Buffalo. So, like, Arizona and Buffalo would both be good ones this week. But I'm going with Detroit as well. Haven't used them yet. Try to live to play another day. So, I will go with the Lions. Terps already used the Lions.
Yeah.
So, he's going Eagles.
I think they should win, but this is a bit of a bold flavor.
Oh, it's scary.
I would think this is
real scary.
It's a bit scary. So, I was thinking about Arizona. You've already used Arizona, right? Against Tennessee home. I can't ride this thing on Arizona yet. But Philly, -3.5 is what Terp's going with.
This is loneliness and loneliness. This is cleanliness and cleanliness. This is godliness and godliness.
Grab bag.
Just like me.
All right, Bill Belichick and his North Carolina Tar Heels are in action. They had a bye week last week. Oh, yeah. They're in action tomorrow, taking on Clemson. Clemson sucks, but they're still 14.5-point favorites at last check over the Tar Heels as Bill looks to get to over 500. Okay, so he goes in at 2-2.
I didn't know you were going to give me the line there. I was just about to look that
up. I think it is.
14.5?
That was last check, yeah.
I've been saying for weeks and weeks and weeks.
Yeah.
This will be a curb stomping. I will take Clemson. They will cover that number and then some.
Really?
Yeah.
There goes my grab bag. Watch it as it grabs.
We've been talking so much socks that we didn't even mention. Thursday Night Football kicked off week 5 last night, and it was the 49ers in overtime, led by Mac Jones, defeating the Rams. Rams were heavy favorites. Niners win outright 26-23. Old buddy Kendrick Bourne.
Yeah.
The favorite target of Mac Jones, 10 catches, 142 yards.
Real nice.
Yeah, real solid.
Mac, I guess, was fine. I feel like people are way overreacting to what he led 2 touchdown drives in almost 70 minutes.
So here's my take.
He should have turned it over 8 billion times last night. He's a giant baby.
Okay.
Hobbling. I know people want to act like he's tough. He's hobbling around the field. So I wasn't overly impressed, but he's 3-0. I'll give him credit for that. What was your take?
My main takeaway is Brock Purdy is not that good, and Trey Lance is the worst. Like, that's how I view it.
It actually says more about those guys.
I think it does.
Well, when Purdy's been good, he's better than Mac has been. Mm-hmm. But Mac, look, the gap isn't very large. I'll give you that. I think Purdy's better than Mac, but it's probably not as big of a gap as I thought going into this year.
Yeah.
Now, the Mac Jones people are like the Devers people, but even more embarrassing. They've been in hiding for years, and now the cockroaches are scurrying around everywhere.
Is that what that sound is?
I was trying to make it come
up.
Yeah,
no, so
they're scurrying all over the place all of a sudden. Okay. And I imagine they'll go away again shortly, but have your moment.
All right. Now this looks like a top for me, so everybody just follow me, because
we need a little controversy, because it feels so empty without... Grab bag.
All right, congratulations are in order to Garrett Crochet. We mentioned this, that we were kicking this idea around. He was going to be the Hoss of the Week once again, and we said, you know what? It's been like 5 or 6 times this guy has been Hoss of the Week. So we have finally inducted him into the Hoss Hall of Fame. We're a small Hoss Hall of Fame show. And Garrett Crochet, rather than giving to him every single week, the guy has done so much that we have decided that, you know what, we can't give... Yep, that's right.
Good.
And so if you check it out, at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and on Instagram, you can take a look and see the well-deserved recognition.
You can check out his bust.
Yes, you can.
That's a, and I think we can show this on Twitch if you want to see some.
Be careful.
It's there. Although I don't want to get it suspended.
It looks good. Oh yeah, we want to stay on as long as
I do like it, because a lot of these Hall of Fame. If you've been to Cooperstown, you get like the nicknames on there, just like Crochet the Pig.
Oh yeah.
So you get all that on there. So excellent work, Haas Hall of Fame. If you're ever wondering, guys, how come Garrett Crochet isn't your Haas of the Week? Well, it's because we retired him. And he's into the Haas Hall of Fame.
That's right.
That's why.
Give me one bourbon, one scotch, and one grab bag.
Time now for the horror movie of the day.
Good.
Horror movie of the day. I'm going to go with with Planet Terror, directed by Robert Rodriguez. Came out in 2007. And it was actually, they put two movies together. And it was called Grindhouse. Quentin Tarantino directed Death Proof. And Robert Rodriguez directed Planet Terror.
So
they did a bunch of fake trailers.
This is his half of Grindhouse.
Yes.
Okay, got it. Yeah.
They did fake trailers, and two of the fake trailers actually turned into movies. So Machete with Danny Trejo is a fake trailer, turned into a movie. And then Thanksgiving, Eli Roth did a fake trailer, turned into a movie. So you can watch the two together. I saw them in the theater back in the day, together. But then when they started selling like the 4Ks and the DVDs and stuff, you can buy them separately.
Huh.
I enjoy Planet Terror a lot more. You can feel free to watch both if you want. It is sci-fi-ish, but it's also very kind of B-movie, horror movie stuff. But I love Planet Terror, so you can check that one out.
Okay, Planet Terror. Yep, good. 99
restaurants, always a grab bag.
Let's find out, Jones, who the top Major League Baseball performer was from Thursday, October 2nd. Was it?
I think we know.
Michael Busch.
Nope.
3-for-4, went yard. Jackson Merrill.
Nope.
2-for-4, solo shot. Was it Dylan Dingler?
Maybe.
1-for-3.
You go to the next question.
1-for-3 with a shot. Was it Jameson Taillon? 4 scoreless with 4 Ks. or was it Cam Schlittler?
8
scoreless with
probably,
record 12 Ks.
Gotta go Schlittler there.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right. Got a ball player who played for 4 teams in a 17-year big league career. The Twins, Mariners, Rangers, and Reds.
Mm-hmm.
He was a left-handed relief pitcher. Mm-hmm. Was a closer for a few of those years, mm-hmm. but he was a reliever, lefty. Now, if you ever had him hit, which was rare, from the right side.
Oh,
yeah.
Threw it from the left side.
Yeah.
But he'd dig in the box right-handed.
Correct. Yeah. Two-time All-Star, and one of those years he finished 15th in the MVP because he led the league in saves.
Okay, what years was he an All-Star and where?
He was an All-Star 02-03 with the Minnesota Twins. He broke into the bigs 93, was done in 2009.
So this guy pitched for way too many teams, but it was some of it. It's not Arthur Rhodes.
It's not Arthur Rhodes.
I do like to guess Arthur Rhodes.
Yep. Yeah, that's a great guess.
Lefty.
Played for a lot of teams.
Lefty All-Star for the Twins.
Lefty All-Star for
the early 2000s.
Yeah, early 02.
This is pre-Joe Nathan.
Yeah, it is. 45 saves and 41 saves his two All-Star years. 187 career saves, 4.31 ERA.
Oh, hang on.
Yeah, they got it in the Twitch chat.
Eddie Guardado?
He got it!
There we go. There it is.
Every day, Eddie Guardado.
That was his name. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Every day,
that's
Eddie.
What it was. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, good. Twitch chat got
it? I've never seen anybody think as hard as I just watched Jones.
Yeah, I was Jones like, had a it was in think. There. It was in there somewhere. I had to access it, but I knew it was in there.
In 1996, he pitched in 83 games.
Nice.
He pitched in more games than he didn't.
Nice.
That's amazing. Hence
no
the
old Hoss Radburn.
Every day Eddie Guardado. No, and he's only throwing like an out.
Aguilera
game.
Was left-handed too, right? That's not a bad guess.
I thought Rick Aguilera was a
righty. Was he righty?
I thought so.
Yeah. All right, well, bad guess then.
Anyway.
Yeah. Okay, Eddie Guardado. Every day Eddie.
Good there stuff.
Was. I knew. There's
everyone's
a lot
having
of
fun. Everyone's
there's
having
a lot of
time.
Stuff rattling around in there. You never know exactly
no
where it is.
No
so
doubt.
I just had to shake that out. I do like that. Dice is playing along with both our Bozo touchdown and our
he's
survivor pool.
Remained in it. He has he's Alvin Kamara, I saw.
We also got this. You guys are picking these heavy favorites week after week. It's boring. I invited you guys to join a legitimate pool, none of you ever decided to join it. We're just trying to survive in the survivor pool.
It's a survivor pool.
Once you use a team, you can't use them again.
Right.
We're not making picks.
You're supposed to probably.
We're surviving. And I'm just using some of these heavy favorites now, but that might be a bad strategy.
I was gonna say, I thought
I'll run out of all the good teams, and I'll have to start picking tougher games.
Yeah, I don't get
but
it.
But right now, survive in advance, baby.
It's a weird criticism.
That is a strange criticism. Yeah. Boy, you guys are picking all the smart picks this week.
I thought they were talking about the Bozo. I'm like, there's multiple like plus 200.
It's juicy. The Bozo.
I believe that was directed at the survivor.
It's real league, juice.
I believe. 617-779-7937. You can jump in line for WEEI Afternoons. Yeah, got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. And you got a full breakdown, I'd imagine, of the Red Sox doing nothing last night against Schlittler and the Yankees. So stay tuned for it. And we'll get you the clip du jour next.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Watch us, love us. Just follow WEEI on Twitch. Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI.
All right, back here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. It's time now for our clip du jour. Jones, are you ready for that?
Oh, sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And, of course, reacting to the Red Sox loss to the Yankees. Never a bad time to be discussing the most hated Yankees of all time. We did a top five list on it today. And even some of the callers got involved.
Kevin's in Brookline. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, guys, how are you? Enjoy the show.
Thank you.
A couple maybe omissions, maybe not, but my three most I hated the most was Mickey the Rat Rivers, who I always detested. Thurman Pie Face Munson, God rest his soul, but he was always incredibly annoying. And Pantload David Wells, just an aggravating fat slob who always came up big.
Twitch chat was talking about David Wells.
Yeah.
Yeah, David Wells.
I hate him most as a Red Sox, not
a Yankee.
Honestly,
yeah, that's true. David Wells. Yeah, David Wells. I was always enjoyed the different shapes and sizes a ball player could come in, so I didn't really mind David Wells, to be honest.
Yeah, same. I stand by.
Didn't hate him. No, he had a good list. And that's the thing is like you could have
a lot of people. There was a lot of David Wells hatred in there. Yeah,
you could have like a top 500 hated Yankees. That's sort of the beauty of it. We had to limit it to five, but we appreciate all the other honorable mentions.
So that was our top five Friday. You can check it out at Jones and Keith. Andy Hart, you have a most hated Yankee? Maybe one from last night skyrocketing.
I don't know. No, I don't have
You don't have a most hated.
Are you
Yankee?
A Yankee fan?
Yeah,
I am not. But
are you like Posada, like Billy back there?
I kind of hate. Jim Leyritz.
There you go.
That's
see, a good now
one. Jim
talking.
Leyritz is a good one.
Yeah, I kind of hated him. There's a few,
he was
I guess.
A bad guy, too, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think he was.
Like a real bad guy. Oh, yeah.
I think there's issues there.
Yep.
That make him even more hateable.
He's like a real bad guy.
Aaron Judge is a little hateable for me, even though I rave about what he's accomplishing. He's a little hateable. He's a little condescending.
You don't like
him. Smirks. His smirks are condescending, as he should be.
I think it's just his giant mouth. I think he's just got all these, he's larger than life. So
bet
I think
he's
just
had
his
a lot of work done, too, on the teeth and everything.
You think so?
Veneers, denture, braces.
So you hate Judge. That's interesting. We were saying Judge is kind of not that hateable.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a newfound thing, and it might be in sort of my Giannis world, where he's so big.
Well, you were
and he's
right
such
on
a
Giannis.
Bully.
You were right on Giannis.
No, I know.
It came out after the fact. Well, I don't know about the Judge thing, because Judge doesn't say like Giannis. It's more like what he said than how he plays.
No, it's not what Judge says. Just pay attention to faces and smirks.
Faces like, and smirks.
Little condescending. Like he knows he's bigger than you. He knows he's better than you.
Than everybody.
And he kind of looks down upon you, literally and figuratively.
He has to do that, especially you. Yeah. I was going to say. Okay, what do you guys got coming up today?
2:15, we'll talk to Jeremy Springer, the man who sprung Marcus Jones for that game-changing punt return. We'll talk to Mike Giardi, 3:30, 4:30, Brad Foe with our, I think, last sort of weekly hit to break it all down, what went wrong. And am I oversimplifying it in that just reality struck, clocks struck midnight? Like your lineup looked like your lineup. That's why you lost that game. Like there was nothing really fancy about that game other than guys that don't really hit didn't really
Well, the hitting is obviously the worst, but they couldn't field. Like that was
crazy.
That
was also kind of an issue with them. Yeah. The only one I really fault there is Rafaela.
That was awful.
Because you're supposed to be great. Yeah. Everybody else, you kind of stink.
Lowe's regarded as a good defender, yeah.
But I don't know him enough. He's a late arrival. Like, I don't have a track record with him.
I don't need to learn.
I just look at him and think he looks ridiculous in a uniform. He wears his hat too high and his mustache too whatever and don't really care the look of him.
He is odd. Looks strange. A lot of people are making the case. It looks like a guy going as a Red Sox for Halloween. Just like the uniform doesn't fit. He's wearing like a turtleneck. You're like, are you cold?
Should we all go as Nate Lowe?
We could all. Yeah, it's a good costume.
Yeah, go as Nate Lowe. And people are like, who are you? And then like miss a ball. You could throw it to each other and like miss it, misplay it.
Yeah.
I did enjoy our guy AC, Alex Cora, calling out the defense in real time in the on-field interview.
Yeah, shot Carl Ravitch.
Yeah, they were like uncomfortable.
He thought they were playing great defense. Yeah.
He like tried to backtrack for Cora. No, said it.
Cora was dead
on. He says what he wants to say, and he was right.
Yep.
Early got screwed.
Yeah, he did.
He pitched well enough to win.
Cora, I think, I'm surprised Cora noticed they weren't playing defense while he was asleep in the middle of that inning. But yeah, no, that's true. He did He did throw the defense
shot across
under
the bus. The bow.
So you got WEEI Afternoons coming up. Crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. Kids eat free at the Nines every Sunday in October. Kids can get a free meal from the kids menu with every adult entree purchase. You gotta love the Nines. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. Everybody have a great weekend. Big one. Sunday night in Buffalo. We'll break it all down on a Patriots Monday at 10 o'clock here on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.